The Rajan Rahasyam class. It's November 11th, and we're continuing where we left off yesterday, describing about the Sambhog Leela of Radha and Krishna, the various forms of Sambhog that Radha and Krishna enjoy together, enjoyment together. So this is a very beautiful description. Other pastimes. This is taken from text 11 of Astayam Sarana. We heard yesterday they enjoy pastimes together, such as seeing each other, talking together, blocking each other's way in a contrary mood, enjoying the pleasure dance of rasa, water sports in the Ganga or Jamuna, boating pastimes, stealing flowers and clothes and the flute. This is all comes under Leela Chorya. Stealing flowers, clothes, and the flute. Enjoying tax pastimes, hide and seek in the kunjas. Drinking honey wine. Marupan. And we left off yesterday, number 12, out of 21 forms of Sambhog Milan, or Sambhog Prem, enjoying together. This 12 is drinking wine together. Marupanam. And as I said yesterday, the wines are made from water, Jamuna water, and honey, pure honey, and then different flowers, like Kadamba flowers or rose flowers or whatever. Somehow we don't hear they drink, usually in the West people make wine out of grapes. Grape wine. But this wine is usually made out of it's called Kadambari. Kadambari. Kadambari Panam means to drink the wine made from Kadamba flowers. And there are various books they describe of in the Leelamrita, Krishna Bhavanamrita, Bhavanasara Sangraha, and Sankalpa Kalpadruma. Describe the Astakali Leela of Radha and Krishna. And therein they describe the afternoon Madhyan Leela at Radhakund, and also in evening time, but especially in the afternoon here at Radhakund, Radha and Krishna enjoy this Marupan Leela of drinking honey wine together. And it's a very beautiful description. Krishna is very enthusiastic to initiate the wine drinking pastimes. He picks a glass to his mouth, and with great gusto he drinks the wine, and then he passes it to Radharani, the same cup, and he says, "Here, you drink some." And then she smells the cup which Krishna drank from, and she pretends to drink, and she gives it back. And Krishna takes another big gulp, and he says, "Take some." And so Radharani's faking Krishna, she's faking him out, pretending to drink, and she's not really drinking. But eventually Radharani starts drinking with enthusiasm, and after some time she exhibits transcendental drunkenness. Radharani becomes intoxicated by the fragrance of Krishna's lips, which is left on the drinking goblet, the wine goblet, the drinking glass. She just smells Krishna's lips, because he drinks from the same glass and shares that glass with Radha. When Radharani smells that sweet fragrance of Shyam's lips, she becomes intoxicated. Of course, the wine also adds something. But there's no greater intoxication than love itself. Love itself has this quality of intoxication. When we read in the Shastras about Kandarpa, Kandarpa is another name for Kamadev. Kandarpa means pride. Darpam. Kamadev is very proud. The god of lust, Cupid, is very proud of his ability to subjugate everyone in the universe, beginning with Brahma, who chased after his daughter, and Shiva, who chased after Mohini. And even he tried to come and subjugate Vishnu, because the three lords of this universe are Brahma, Mahesh, Shiva, and Vishnu. So he defeated Shiva and Brahma. So he became very proud, Kandarpa. Kandarpa, Kamadev, Panchashare, he has five arrows, Sara, Panchabana. Panchabana means, or Pushpabana, he has five flower arrows. So then he tried to defeat Vishnu, and he chose to defeat Vishnu in his most attractive form as Krishna. Of course, Krishna is the origin of Vishnu, we all know that. Krishna is too Bhagavan Swayam. But Kandarpa Kamadev was thinking, if I defeat Krishna, if I infect Krishna with lust, then I will be the conqueror of everyone. In effect, by defeating Krishna with lust, I will have defeated Shiva, the destroyer of the universe, and I will have defeated Brahma, the creator of the universe, and I will have defeated Brahma or Krishna, the maintainer of the universe. And this way, I'm supreme. Lust is supreme. The god of lust, quote-unquote, material love, is supreme. So when you read the description of the five arrows of Kandarpa, when one's heart is infected with lust, lusty desires enter his heart by the influence of Kamadev, then there are five changes that happen. And they're mentioned there. And one of them is attraction. One becomes attracted. If there's no attraction, then can't get very far. So it begins with attraction, karshan, then it becomes infatuation. That means kroshan. I forget exactly the Sanskrit terms. But infatuation means you're attracted, then you become infatuated. Well, she looks good. She looks really good. And matter of fact, I'm just thinking of her day and night, and I'm infatuated. I have to meet her, I have to see her. So attraction and infatuation, and then kind of forget all of them, but at least the sequence. I know it's attraction and you become infatuated. And obviously Rati is there, attachment. But then there's one of them is burning. You start to burn. You burn with lust, lusty desire to meet that woman or man and enjoy with them, touch them, embrace them, etc. You start burning, and then there's maddening. One of the levels, five levels or influences of Kandarpa, the god of lust, is maddening. One becomes mada, mad. He becomes mad. He becomes intoxicated. Sometimes it's described. Mada means intoxication or madness. So love, as I initially started this discussion, I said love is a type of intoxication. It's the highest form of intoxication is love. And that's one of the four out of the five states. I think it's the last state where one totally comes mad. Attraction, infatuation, burning, losing sleep, emaciation and madness. These are the five levels of the influence of Kamadev, the god of lust, are mentioned in Shastra. The final one goes mad. One may be so lusty for some woman, and if he can't attain her, he goes so mad and he kills her or murders her. So this is obviously an expression of madness. So we're describing this Leela in Sambhog Leela of Radharani. Madhupan drinking honey wine. But Radharani firstly becomes intoxicated by the fragrance of Krishna's lotus lips, which are left on the wine goblet. When she smells the cup which Krishna drank from, now she's drinking the Krishna Prasadi Madhupan. And then just smelling that fragrance, she becomes intoxicated by the love-filled fragrance of Krishna's breath and lips. And then, after drinking the wine, she exhibits what are considered the ordinary external signs of intoxication or madness that we see exhibited in this mundane world also. When people become drunk on whiskey or wine, then they talk funny, they walk funny, act funny. So our Rasacharyas and our Goswamis are writing that when Radharani becomes intoxicated by the combination of Krishna's sweet love and the honey wine produced by Brindadevi and the Van Devis of Vrindavan, she starts to speak with incoherent speech. Oh, Krishna, na na, the whoa world is turning around. I feel very dizzy. And so this is a symptom of intoxication. One speaks rather incoherently, and then they feel sleepy also. So she says, I feel very sleepy. So this is some bhog enjoying drinking together. Of course, we can't imitate Krishna's pastimes. Krishna drinks, so let me drink. That's not allowed. And then this is a very interesting pastime, number 13, dressing up in each other's clothes. Vadu Vesh Driti. 14 is pretending to be asleep. Kapat Suptata. Kapat Suptata. Suptata. Kapat means cheating and Supta means sleeping. Say Susupti means very deep sleep. But this is a Leela, this is some bhog, they enjoy pretending to sleep. Oftentimes Krishna does that. He's in the kunj and then the gopis come in the morning to dress Radharani to wake them up. Or in the afternoon at Radhakund, Krishna pretends to be asleep and Radharani, the gopis come in, Sakhis come in, Radharani said, oh, be quiet, Krishna's sleeping. So he's pretending, and while he's sleeping, the gopis start speaking about Krishna. He's like this, he's like that. And sometimes he hears them and he wakes up, hey, what are you saying? Oh, you cheater, you know, you're pretending to be asleep. Like this. And then there's playing dice. This is very popular. This is Dyuta Krita. And then pulling on each other's clothes, Pata Krishtish. And then kissing, Chumba Shlesho. Kissing, so this obviously is a form of love and union, Sambhog. Chumbitam. Muhush chumbitam bimba raktadaram. You know, Yashoda's kissing. Muhush chumbitam bimba raktadaram. Bimba raktadaram. It says that Mother Yashoda's kissing the cherry red lips of Gopal. Muhush chumbitam bimba raktadaram. Is that it? That's it. Adar means lips and bimba means cherry. And rakta means red. So his cherry red lips, Mother Yashoda is kissing Krishna like that. So these are the forms of sambhog that Radha and Krishna enjoy. There's 21. And they're hiding in the thickets, drinking wine together, dressing up in each other's clothes, pretending to be asleep, kapat suptata. Then pulling each other's clothes, sometimes Krishna, Radharani pulls Krishna's chatter, or he pulls her. She's leaving the kunj in the huff, and she's going out, and Govinda Lilamrita says, Krishna grabs Radharani by the chunari, pulls her back. And Radharani looks at Krishna, and the look that she casts at Krishna at that time, it's called a Kalahantarita. She displays a bhav, it's called Kalahantarita bhav, which is a mixture of happiness. She's crying. Radharani's crying, she's laughing, she's happy, she's angry. It's a mixture of seven different emotions, Kalahantarita. Because she wants to leave, and then she's leaving, and Krishna pulls her, sorry, she turns and looks at him like this. I think Jadarani's done a painting of that in Gita Govinda. There's a book called Gita Govinda. And there's a painting inside of Radharani showing this look of Kalahantarita bhav. And when she's angry, she has some tears in her eyes, but they're false tears. She's showing that I'm angry, I'm crying. But actually, she's very happy. That's Leela. It's all sambhog. It's part of sambhog, pulling each other's clothes, kissing, embracing, then scratching, drinking the nectar of each other's lips in sexual union. Samprayogadhyo mata. These are the forms of sambhog that the Bhava Bhakta, at the level of Bhava and Prema, they will chant the holy name. And our Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying this Ashtamayam Sadhana and Bhajan Rahasyam, which is the last final level when one is at Prema, Prema has two features, Yugayutanda Meshena, which is Viparlamba, and then Prema has Shilashiva Padavatam Panashtamam, in verse 8 of Shikshastakam, and this is Sambhog enjoying. So when he's chanting the last two syllables, this is a theory, I can't say realized, but this is what he's presenting, and this is his experience. Hari Ram, Hari Ram, Ram Ram, Hari Hari, Hare Hare is Sambhog Leela. All these 21 forms of Sambhog, from flirting to seeing to touching to blocking the path, the Rasleela, Banbihar, Jalkeli, Vamshi Chori, Vasa Chori, Dan Leela, hide and seek, Marupan, drinking wine, all these things. Disguising, dressing up in each other's clothes, this will all be seen. Hare Hare, one who's on the level of Bhava, as he's chanting the Maha Mantra, he'll enter into different Leelas. There's Ashtakali Leela, and there's eight pairs of names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Then he's in Pratak Leela. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's experience. It's something extraordinary. Then he's chanting Krishna, Krishna. Then it's a Purvan Leela. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, like this. So this is, this text, we're just going through these different varieties. Because this is the end of this discussion. And of course, the Ajatarati Sadaka, this book is for him and for the Jatarati. That means one who is not at the level of Baba, he can study this book. And the one that is at the level. So what we do when we're doing bhajan and we haven't attained the prema, we'll come to the level of asakti. And asakti is encapsulated in the Shikshastakam in a particular verse. Ai nanda tanushikinkaram patitam vam vishmeva amaro kripaya tava paramakajas tita duli sadrisham vishintya. Sita duli sadrisham, sita duli, a particle of dust, duli means go duli, raja duli, a particle of dust, he wants to be stita, stan, fixed, where? I, Dina, Parapang, at the feet of Nanda Nandan. He's praying for attachment, because now I'm in the Bhava Sagar. I, Dina, what is it? I, Nanda Tanashakankara, Patiram Vishame Bhavambudo. Vishame Bhavambudo. Ambudi means ocean. Bhava means ocean of material existence. And Vish means poison. Now I'm drowning in this poisonous ocean of material life. And it's pretty wet here. It's not very dry. But I want to be picked up and put on top of your feet or under your feet or something. And stuck over there. In a very dry place. Your feet are on dry land. I want to be attached. So this is the sign of attachment. When one has lost complete interest in anything material, in anything in this material world. And his only desire, day and night, he's just thinking of Nanda Nandan. No other form of Krishna, Nanda Nandan. Krishna Vrindavan, that beautiful son of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. And he can't bear to be separated from Krishna for a moment. The aim and object of his bhajan is the person, Krishna. Not the rudiments and practices of bhajan, not the meditation, not the chanting, not the puja, but Krishna himself. He wants to be completely, at every moment, connected with Krishna. Krishna's name, Krishna's form, qualities, pastimes. This is a sakti. At the level of a sakti, one is very attached to Krishna, the person. At the level of ruchi, which precedes this, ruchi is nadana najana nasundaram kaviram vajagadish kamye. One is attaining so much taste or pleasure from his performance of his bhajan. Vaishnava seva, that is also bhajan. Lila smaran, or manjri srup smaran, whatever one may be doing. Or nam bhajan, people simply chant the nam, they feel so much ruchi. Nam ruchi. Or katha ruchi, people love to sit and hear hari katha. Like here in Kartik, so many Bengali great devotees give lectures. In Bengali, and the people just go from one to the other and sit. They just sit and drink it up. They go from this class to that, and there's staggered classes. This class 3 to 4, and 4 to 5, and 6 to 8. And they come for a whole month and just drink all the Harikatamritam, the Amrit of the Harikata. And that's their bhajan. And they're quite inspired by that, and enlivened by that. And they're getting ruchi from that, otherwise they won't come every year. They're getting taste, satisfaction, pleasure. But they're attached to that, to they're attached to hearing. But that's leading them. I mean, they're getting ruchi, or rather, I should say, they're getting ruchi for that, and they're attached to those practices: hearing, chanting, japa, puja, smaran, and that's giving them satisfaction. It's giving them ruchi. They're losing all interest in anything else of this world, and becoming very fixed in their bhajan, nishta, and taste. Taste and nishta combine, and then finally they come to the point of Krishna, Radha. And then the aim and focus of their whole bhajan, or whatever they're doing, is simply Radha. Radha, Radha, Radha. Radha's in their mind, Radha's in their heart. Radha, when they're chanting the holy name, they see Radha, they feel Radha, they remember her qualities, because they're becoming so attached to the person. All of the bhajan, all of the Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, leads to attachment. Attachment, asakti, means to what? We are living beings, we are persons, and we become attached. Attachment is a feature of the jiva. We're either attached to Maya or attached to Krishna. But until we come to the level of asakti, our attachment as a sadhaka is to guru, guru seva, Vaishnav seva, nam, etc. So this is asakti. And asakti has this intense ayidina, is this intense humility, and this intense crying and praying and eagerness of, please, I must be with you. So, of course, that's where we can go as sadhakas. I'm mentioning a Jatarati sadhaka can go to this level. And this book is, and those verses from that chapter, elaborating that particular verse, they will help us develop that asakti. And then comes Sattamayam Sarana. Sattamayam and Ashtamayam. Sattamayam is bhava. Bhava is just one side, there's like a coin of prema. One side is bhava and the other side is prema. So in bhava, then one is extremely attached to Krishna, but now one's feeling too much separation, intense separation, and his purva raga is beginning to awaken. It's a bas, purva raga bas. It's a reflection of the purva raga that the living entity experiences in Vastu City, in the spiritual world, or in Bhoma Vrindavan. So now he's experiencing asti sattvic bhavs. And that verse is there. What is that verse? Nayanam gadvadashudaraya varanam gadgada. Now when because he's so much absorbed in the person, when he sees the person, Krishna, Radha, Radha and Krishna Yuga, when he's chanting name, he sees them, he experiences them and their leelas. Then he experiences crying and hair standing in it, trembling. And the bhavas are starting to rise in his heart because his heart has been softened by the ingress of bhava bhakti from the liberated souls. By Guru Kripa or Nam Kripa or the Parishas of the Lord, they have blessed him or her with this Shuddha Sattva potency. Shuddha Sattva Visheshatma. Shuddha Sattva Visheshatma. This is bhav. This comes. It's not here. It comes in the heart. Like sun is not within us. Sun is outside. It rises and then it comes to us. So the bhavodaya, the bhav is rising in the hearts of all the advanced devotees, pure devotees, and parishads of the Lord. Somehow we become linked with them by our sharanagati, by our surrender, by our prayers, by our seva, and they become attracted, and then they bless us. Without the kripa, it is impossible to come to the platform of bhava by endeavor. Sadhana will bring us to a type of bhava, but that's Vaikuntha Bhav or Vaikuntha Prem. But if we're interested in Braja Bhav, and that any sadhana only has perfection with some mercy, right? Must be mercy of Guru and Vaishnava. But if we're just sadhana alone, it will bring us to bhava, and that bhava will become prema. But that means Vaikuntha Bhav and Vaikuntha Prem. But if we want Braja Bhav and Braja Prem, and the Nitya Seva of Radha or Krishna and Madhura Ras, or Sakiras, whatever, then that is only possible, not by endeavor, but by kripa. From the Braja Jana, the Ragatmika Janas, the residents of Vrindavan and the enlightened masters that are entered that realm, they must bless us to go to Braj. Unless, it's said everywhere, unless you follow a resident of Braj, you cannot get to Braj. Following means you get the kripa. Seva sadhaka rupena sirupena chatrahi. Serving in sadhaka deha, that personality, serving in the mentally conceived or meditative spiritual deha of that personality, We must be, you know, like we always say, no submission, no permission. No permission, no admission. So the submission is the sadhana. That's the submission. And the permission is the mercy. And then the admission is their sanction. We're invited. And even when we finally get there, you can see in Gita Mala by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, very nice, he has Siddhi Lalasa. Gita Mala has 7 or 8 verses, songs called Siddhi Lalasa, hankering for perfection and Siddhadeya. And he explains the sequence or progression of a sadhaka who attains prema, enters Bhoma Vrindavan, attains Mandri Sarup, Kamala Mandri, for example, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And then he's there growing up, takes birth from the womb of a gopi in Barsana. He grows up, and then he's, or she rather, is doing what gopis do, collecting water, singing songs about Radha and Krishna, hearing about them, and hearing lots about them from different personalities, the malis and whatnot, but not meeting them and not serving them. And finally, when she grows up to her proper eternal age in Bhoma Vrindavan, 12 years, 13, whatever, then she will hear the flute. This is the first sakshat introduction with Krishna in Bhoma Vrindavan. The flute, Muralidhara. And most attractive flute. Well, this is after many years, after 12, 13 years. Imagine like you're living here at Radhakund and you're here for 10 years, 12 years, and okay, I know Krishna's wandering around Vrindavan somewhere, and Radharani's here somewhere, and Madhyan Leela, even right now. I mean, just now they're about to leave, I suppose. But are we hearing a flute? I mean, sometimes we hear some yatris come by and play the flute. One day, what's that? And we run out, and then we come out of our kunj or kuti or whatever, or even in this case, and see Lalasa, he's waiting there. Then Lalita Sakhi, I forget, it was Rupa Manjari, came, said, hey Sakhi, hey Kinkari, what are you doing sitting here? Don't you hear that flute? Yeah, I heard that flute. I became stunned. I couldn't move. My legs were frozen. I didn't know what to do. I couldn't move. Well, come on. Come with me. Now's your opportunity. Now we're coming. We're going to take the Lita Sakhi. We're going to do some service. Now you'll get an opportunity to serve the divine couple. Who? Me? Yes, you. And then I see coming down the path. When I go out, I see Rupa Mantri and Vilas Mantri, who is his guru, his Diksha Guru, Biffin Bihari Goswami. And Mandri Sarup is Vilas Mandri. So he writes, I will see Rupa Mandri and Vilas Mandri coming to take me. So this is the idea that even there, even on that level, there's praying, there's hankering, there's this purvarag continues. So now we're this bhajan from 7 and 8, which is Yugayita Nameshena and Shilshiva, this is separation at the level of prema. And then this finally union. So that's why there's so many verses. We already discussed several verses about the sadhana and the meditation. So now it's the actual pastimes of enjoying together the Sambhog Leelas. That was 9 through 12. And then this is text 12. And this is, again, some sevas. This is from Raghunath Das Goswami's Stavavali, where the mantri is praying. There's praying, there's meditation, there's entrance. So they're all different aspects of the same goal, the sadhya of praying bhajan to attain mantri sarup and the seva of Radharani and Krishna and Goloka Vrindavan, Braja Gokul. So here, Raghunath Das Goswami is describing some of the sevas of the mandris in the Sambhog Prem Leela of Radha and Krishna. This is a verse, as I mentioned, this is Swa Sankalpa Prakasha Stotra, which in English would mean a prayer, stotra, where Prakash, he's manifesting. This is the manifestation of my own sankalpa. Sankalpa means my determined, my affirmation or my desired goal or what I really, my intention. I would rather say it's my intention. And when you do puja with Sampajari, they'll say, state your sankalpa, or make your sankalpa. Yes, I'm performing the Sikadasi Vrat. Or what is your sankalpa? What is your intention? You state your intention, even when you chant japa or any service or sankalpa. It's part of seva to make a sankalpa. Before one engages in some brat, kartik brat, he makes a sankalpa. O Radharani, this is your mantra, kartik, and I'm living in your holy abode of Vrindavan, and I'm taking a sankalpa. I want to do, by your mercy and Guru Kripa, I want to execute all these different sevas, niyam seva, for your pleasure and satisfaction. And it's my intention to perform these sevas and offer them for your pleasure. And I hope as part of my intention is that you will bless me with your eternal service and the revelation of your divine pastimes. This is like a sankalpa, like contract, you could say. So he's saying that he has a whole string of these. And Stavavali, Das Goswami, is giving us swasankalpa prakash. I'm showing you prakash. I'm manifesting my personal intense desires for service. So they've taken the form of Sanskrit verses. Spuran mukta gunjamani sumanasam hara rachane mudendur leka me rachayatu tata shikshana vidim itate sankliptair dhyata sarasi madhya sarane sputam radhakrishna vayam api jano bhushayati to. Now he's doing different prayers we've heard already so far. Das Goswami is praying to different mandris. Excuse me, different sakis. Remember he prayed to Vishakha Sakhi. When will Vishakha Sakhi teach me singing? And when will Lalita Sakhi, take me to Radharani? And Lalita Sakhi will ask Radharani on my behalf. I mean, this is the sadhana. These are the prayers. Das Goswami is giving the sadhana bhajan. And this is how it will happen. Inconceivable. When will Lalita Sakhi take me by the hand and introduce me to Radharani and say, Radharani, will you please instruct this new mandri teacher in how to speak poetry and riddles and poems and how to, what was the other thing? Play the veena and engage in drama, dramatic performances. Lila means drama, play. So then Radharani, hearing this request of Lita Sakhi, she will respond rather shyly. Just see. I mean, this is the nature of an exalted person. They have natural inborn humility. Although Radharani has, she's Kalanidhi. I mean, she's Kalavati. Kalanidhi Krishna, Kalavati Radha. Well, Kalavati means, Kalanidhi means Krishna is a reservoir of all Kala. Kala means arts, the 64 Kala. He's like the ocean. Or let's say, I'd rather say, and Radharani's Avati, Kalavati means she's expert. It's, for example, I like to use this analogy. Maybe it's used by the acharyas, I can't say. But one man owns a music store. He's very wealthy, has a music store. He has tabla, mardanga, sitar, sarod, santor, flute, guitar, trumpet, violin, everything he has for sale. Big music store. But he personally doesn't know how to play any of the instruments. Right? He's a businessman. It's a good business. Now somebody else comes in the store, and he picks up the violin, and he plays it like a virtuosity, and he plays the tabla, and he plays. So Krishna's Kalanidhi means reservoir, treasure house of all the arts. So he's like the music store owner. And Radharani's Kalavati. She can play all the instruments. So she comes in the music store and plays them all. So that's why it says that Radharani is a teacher of all the arts, all the sakis, and no one taught Radharani. She self-manifested all the arts, dancing and music and joking and dyeing clothes and all, so many, making music with water. It's called Jal Manduk Vadya, hitting your hands in the water in such a way, hitting the water, you know, splashing water in such a way to make different sounds. And playing different pots, you know, different water in different pots at different levels. Dum 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 ding, dum 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 dum. And many, many interesting arts. Art of dyeing clothes, the art of dyeing gems, how to take a gem and make a fake gem. You take a cheap quality sapphire and dye it dark blue. I say, hey, look, you know, it's Neelam. You know, get some, you know, Sri Lanka sapphire from Sri Lanka for like 5,000 rupees, and you dye it dark blue and you tell it's from Africa or Thailand, where it costs 50,000 rupees, I mean, $50,000. So they know all these arts. But Radharani, she's a self, she knows them all. So therefore, even though she knows all the arts and she's Kalavati, when Lalita Sakhi asks her to teach the Manjari, she says, she looks down shyly, as if, you're asking me to teach this Manjari, this Kinkari, how to play Veena, and how to tell riddles and recite poetry and to enact dramatical performances? I don't know. So this is another greatness of Radharani. She's so learned and so great, but she's still so shy. So in this particular verse, Das Goswami is praying to Induleka Sakhi. He prayed, oh, when will Vishakha Sakhi take me to a lonely cave at Govardhan and she'll give me private music lessons. Lalita Sakhi will teach me privately how to play music. I mean, how to sing. And that's, Vishakha. That's her mercy, because she knows that, you can imagine, we told the example, if you have group music classes, there's one music teacher and five or six students, and you're one of them. Now, if you're a little slow, and the other music students are more adept and expert, then you'll feel embarrassed. You'll be like in the back of the class. So even in the spiritual world, apparently they have this idea, because it says, the prayer of Das Goswami is, when will Vishakha take me to a lonely place and give me private singing lessons? Radhesha! So when I sing off key, then no one will be there to laugh. Ha ha ha. So if you're in group lessons, people are people. So somebody, ding, 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 doink. Everybody will, poof, they'll laugh. So no one likes to be embarrassed. It's kind of a, no. It's like that. So now she's praying, may Induleka Sakhi, as my guru, mercifully teach me the art of stringing very beautiful necklaces and garlands composed of pearls, jewels, gunja berries, and flowers. With these necklaces and garlands, I can decorate Radha and Krishna for their pleasure as they are seated on a jeweled throne in the middle of Radhakund. So this is Dayata Sarasi Madhya Sarane. All this whole section of all these different prayers from Stavavali, Swa, Sankalpa, Prakasha, Stotra, they all say Sarasi Madhya Sarane. Sarasi, Sara, Shurde, Sara, means lake. And Madhya means middle. So the middle of Sarasi, in the middle of the lake. This means that Rati Manjari, Tulsi Manjari, Das Goswami, he wants to do this service, and it can mean in Ananga Manjari's Kunj, in the middle of Radhakund, or it can just mean in the middle of Radhakund, in the Kunjas of Radhakund. There's different ways to take this Sanskrit. But since it says in the middle of the Sara, we would take it to be in the middle of Radhakund. So now this indicates, and you can find confirmation in Radha Krishna Ganadesh Deepika, each Sakhi has many, many expertises, and they're expert in so many different arts, which they learned from Radharani. She just gave them in charge of all these different kalas. So Induleka is very expert in this department, necklaces and garlands and malas. So when will Induleka Sakhi joyfully teach me how to make necklaces with pearls, gunja berries, and flowers? When will I adorn Radha and Krishna with the decorations I made in the midst of a bower house at Radhakund? So here it's just saying middle of Radhakund means in the midst of any bower house. In other words, in Radhakund anywhere. Middle of Radhakund means in Radhakund. And then some bower house, some kunja mandir. And I don't know, there's a small verse in Bengali Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives to describe the same thing in Sanskrit. Mukta Gunjamani Pushpahara Virachane Induleka Guru Kripa Labiva Yatane Radhakunda Ratnamai Mandire Dunhare Bhushita Kariba Ami Sulalita Hare. And this has a translation here. Das Goswami is saying, I will be sure to get my teacher Induleka's mercy in the matter of making garlands with pearls, gunja berries and flowers. Then I will decorate the divine couple with these beautiful garlands in the jeweled temple by Radhakund. So there's some commentary here. You can see, you can read from this edition. Obviously, this verse is indicating that Das Goswami is totally absorbed in his identity as a Manjari. So this is what meditation is all about. Of course, on one level, of course, he's a Nitya Parishad, and he has no other identity but Rati Manjari. But he's setting an example for us, as we should be totally absorbed in our real identity, which is obviously not this external form. Our real identity is given by Guru, or by through the mercy of Guru, it's revealed in some different ways, according to Raghavart Manachandrika. But one way or another, by the mercy of the Lord and His devotees, one comes to understand what is His Siddhadeya, His eternal spiritual body. And then he should think, day and night, this is me. So this is Abhiman, the Abhiman of a sadhaka. All right, he has a deha as a sadhaka deha, but this is not his eternal identity. This is a temporary form vehicle. He should think day and night, I am so and so das or so and so mandri, etc. So and so dasi, so and so mandri. Think, feel, will, see, look, act, everything with this abhiman. And this, of course, is a practice. It's a sadhana. It's not that one day you're walking along as a woman or man, you think, oh, boing, hey, I'm a manjari. It's not like this. It's a cultivation. It's sadhana means practice. And that's why I say, Bhava then, I mean, there's different schools of thought. Some people say, here's the body, now develop the bhav. And some acharyas give the body and they say develop the bhav. Other acharyas say, so there's body then bhav. The other acharyas say, bhav then body. But both are saying bhav and both are saying body. this is where the synthesis comes. There's thesis, antithesis, and synthesis. So one says, oh, I give you your body, spiritual body. But you don't really have it until you come to bhav. Then it's clear, you see it, you experience it, and you experience sattvic bhavs. And because you realize you're stahirati at the level of bhav, you actually realize it, then you can enter the lila and experience sanchari bhavs and vyavachari bhavs, everything, and lila smaran, the level of bhava. So another acharya say, no, first you develop the bhav, then the body will manifest, or I'll give you the body. Like in Jiva Dharma, these two devotees there, they got nam-bhajan and so much rasa-tattva, so much tattva vigyan from their guru. Then they started chanting nam-bhajan, and they were developing astasattvic bhavs. They were chanting 1 and 2 lakhs a day, and they were crying and hair standing out, and they went to their guru and said, oh, this is happening, that's happening. He said, oh, not bad, very good. And then at that point, when they started to actually exhibit genuine symptoms of bhav, this is an example, I just at school, two ways to look at it. So then he said, so what is your inclination now? What is the pure inclination of your atma? Who are you attracted to? Who are you really interested in? Not just aping somebody's idea or keeping up with the Joneses, or everybody's into it, I should be into it. What is your heart of hearts telling you? What is your inner heart's attraction for Krishna and his lila? Oh, Guru Maharaj, I'm very much attracted to the Sakis and Madhura Bhav and Radha Krishna's intimate leelas and their whole pastimes. And he said, yes, I see this as your Bhav. I see this as your nature. You should now start focusing and thinking of yourself as a follower of Rupa, Lita Vishaka, Rupa and Rati. Acha, TK. So then he changed his instructions, became a little more modified and precise. In that line, the guru. And then the other disciple, he said, so what is your idea? He said, no, my inner heart is just reaching out to Krishna Balaram and the Sakiras. And he said, well, then you should think of yourself as a follower of Subal and Sridham and start modeling yourself and your meditations and your aspirations after their activities and like this. And then they cultivated more. So this is an example of sadhana to bhava. Of course, all they were directed towards the sadhya of Brajabhav because their guru was in Brajabhav. And he was teaching them Vaidhi sadhana and Raghunuga sadhana, and they came to Bhav, Brajabhav, and started exhibiting sentence through Nam. So first bhava, then body, then after that they were sent to Puri to proper guru, qualified guru, and then he gave Siddhadeya there. There's different lines of thought. But in either way, in either level, this is the sum and substance of our meditation, is to first identity. It begins with that. So it says, Das Goswami is totally absorbed in his identity as a Manjari. He's drawing a delightful picture of his desire to serve Radha Madhav by decorating them. So as a sadhaka, he reads about the services of the Sakhi Manjaris and Kinkaris. And he reads about them, he meditates on them, he thinks about them, he prays to those devotees to attain the qualification to render similar services. And then gradually, his taste develops for particular services. If you see the example of Raghunath Das Goswami or Rupa Goswami, they themselves specialize in particular services, Chamara Seva or Sringar Seva in the spiritual world. But as sadhakas, and even over there, they render a variety of services. Just like you may be, I've told this before, you may be what was your service? Oh, I'm head bhajari. Acha. So you do puja, but then maybe you give a class, or maybe even babysit somebody's kids. You know, some grihastha friends in Europe, grihastha, oh, can you look after my kids? Oh, I'm bhajari, I can't babysit. No, you babysit. Or can you teach the Gurukul today? I'm sick. Okay. So you do many, many different services around your main service. So the Manjaris and Gopis are the same thing. They have their main service, but they do so many services. Therefore, when you see Raghunath Das and Rupa Goswami praying, they're praying for so many different services. It's the same Raghunath Das is praying. When will Lita take me to Radharani to learn Veena? When will I go to Vishaka? She'll teach me singing. When will I go to Indulekha? She'll teach me how to string garlands. So she's really what we call, you know, all around her. They have this phrase, all around her. So she's not just, oh, I'm just making garlands all day and night, 24 hours a day. It's like a devotee's life. What do? All day long we make garlands. We make garlands, we do jaro seva, we do puja, we do shopping, we do cooking, we do mala, we do smaran, many, many things we do. And the objective is the same, to give pleasure to Radha and to Krishna. We string garlands to please Radha. We sing to please Radha. We cook to please Radha. We hear Harikatha to please Radha. Everything has its focal point, its common center. So this, as he's praying like that, so we as sadhakas, we don't know what seva Radharani wants us to perform. That will be, we pray, that's one of the prayers of a sadhaka. I see all these services, I'm meditating all these wonderful services, and they're all wonderful. But which one do you want me to render? Which one will be my speciality? And either Guru gives you that in consultation with you, what you're inclined to, or he may give you one to think, okay, your seva is Tambul seva, or your seva is, Sringar seva, or your seva is this and that. And they sometimes list on their Diksha Patra, the identity sheet, you could say. The identity sheet that a guru will give to his disciple when he's giving Siddha Pranali. He'll say, your seva. That's something for meditation. And maybe you think of this as your Nitya Seva, and you can attain that as your Nitya Seva. You may get there and find out you have another Nitya Seva. But the idea is to identify that my Radha and my Seva is Mamata. Mamata Bhav is very important to develop. Mamata Bhav, it's an essential element of bhajan, and it already exists here in this world. When we say to someone, we'll meet someone and say, oh, come see my deities, come see my Giraj. No, I don't want to see your Giraj. I have my Giraj. no, my Giraj is special, you know. So then we go see your Giraj. So everybody has my Radha and Krishna, my Gauranitai, or my whatever Giraj. So in the same way, we have Maya Krishna, just like in Dwarka. Rukmini said to Satyabhama, "Oh Satyabhama, come see my Krishna." And then Satyabhama said, "No, I have my own Krishna. Go to my palace." So Narada Muni, he heard this kind of talk going on, "My Krishna, my Krishna." So then he went from palace to palace. He said, "Wait a minute, there's one Krishna in every palace. And he's doing something different everywhere." So that means each Krishna, what does that mean? That means that each Krishna does something different with each devotee. That's what it means. My Krishna. Satyabhama has her Krishna. So Narada Muni went to see Satyabhama's Krishna, and they were playing chess together. And then Rukmini says, "Why am I Krishna?" So then Narada Muni went to see Rukmini's My Krishna. And Rukmini was feeding her Krishna. So that's the mamata, mind, possession. So we have our deity, so then we'll have my service. This is my service. "Hey Prabhu, that's my service." Sometimes people get like that in this world. "Hey, what are you doing my service for?" Okay, that's nice, but it's my service too. So he's praying, "Please teach me all these services. I want to know all these things." And it's very interesting because when we heard Srila Prabhupada preaching, what did he say? A devotee should be expert in everything. You know, we're supposed to be devotees, right? Aspiring devotees. But he said, a devotee should be expert. He said, like me, cooking, singing, managing, accounting. When Prabhupada was in Radha Damodar, he's living by himself. There's nobody there. It's not a tax-exempt organization. It's one Madhukari Baba, one Bhajanandi Sadhu. He's living there. And he was every day in his diary, he was keeping accounts. How much, today I bought, 50 grams of potatoes, 10 paisa. And it was written down in his diary. He was keeping accounts of how much money he spent on potatoes and dal every day and oil, this, that. That diary was found there. Later they found the diary of Prabhupada. So he was doing so this is an example of expertise. That he was doing accounting, he was doing banking, and in ISKCON he did everything. Banking, accounting, investing, building, designing, engineering, bhajan, translating, giving class. Real all around her. So as we see in the Sadaka Roop and the Siddhadeya, Raghunath Das Goswami is saying the same thing. Alright, listen, I just do Tambul Seva. Look. Here's my Diksha Patra. See, Tambul Seva, that's it. Forget about it. No. Rati Mandri has one Seva, but then she's praying, "I want to learn all these things to serve Radha and Krishna." So that means that we're supposed to shape our prayers and our meditations and our thoughts in this kind of broad-minded way. Das Goswami is drawing a delightful picture of his desire to serve Radha Madhava by decorating them suitably in a Nikunj at Radhakund. Radha's sakis have a variety of natures with which they nourish many kinds of rasas. These sakis are proficient in knowledge of their own ras, and sometimes they learn different arts from other sakis. By teaching all the Palyadasis herself, Sri Radha makes them expert in her service. Here, Das Goswami, as Rati Manjari, is praying to Induleka to teach her to string necklaces of pearls, jewels, and gunja, and other delightful arts. Induleka is, as Rupa Goswami says in Radha Krishna Ganadesh Deepika, she is learned in scriptures dealing with snake-charming mantras. And you might ask the question, now why does a sakhi need to know snake-charming mantras? Can you imagine your wildest dreams? You're a young girl, teenage girl. Someone says, "Listen, you have to learn how to chant snake-charming mantras." And then you'll say, "Why?" And you say, "Because in your life you will encounter two types of snakes." And the sakhi will say, like you're also saying, "You're saying, I'm a young girl of Braj. I'm a chori, Braj chori. And you're saying that in my life I will meet two kinds of snakes. Yes? Can you explain, Panditji? Or Saki? Who's teaching you snake charming mantras? Yes. One type of snake you meet will go like this. Along the ground. Another type of snake you meet will stand like this. These are two types of snakes that you will encounter in your life. So you have to learn these mantras. I have to teach you these mantras so you can, you'll be able to, control them. Now the first type of snake that goes like this on the ground, when you're going out for avisar, when Krishna calls you for avisar, and you're running down the footpath, sometimes the Prem Gully, Man Gully, all these small gullies, small little footpaths, all brambles and stickers, everything on the side, little tiny footpaths through the forest. Kunja Gully. And you'll be running very fast, and sometimes late at night or 10:30, 11 o'clock, you're going for avisar to meet Krishna, and there'll be one big fat snake, cobra, king cobra, lying on right on the footpath, sleeping. Or maybe even his head, he sees you coming and his head raises. Ha! Where are you going? This is my footpath. This is the nature of the snake, like, oh. And then if you don't know snake charming mantras, you won't be able to meet Krishna. That is very important. So then you say, you know, you sing, you chant your mantras, hey Krishna Bhagavan, jao. Or whatever your mantra is, you chant some snake charming mantra, then the snake goes, like this, and it goes away, then you run down the path. Now, that snake is easy to get rid of. But, this other snake who has these serpentine-like arms which wrap around you like a boa constrictor and crush you with their loving embrace, it's very difficult to chant those proper mantras. But I will teach you these mantras also, so you can charm that snake. Even they have a phrase I remember in English when I grew up. There's somebody who's very expert at sweet talking to their girlfriend or to their boyfriend. They say, "Oh, she's a real charmer. She's a real charmer. He's a real charmer. Charmer, you know, charming means that you know they know how to speak in such a sweet way that the other person really melts." A little bit like cheating type, but so this is snake charming mantras. So the sakis learn this so they can charm Krishna. So this is one of the arts that she knows, and she knows how to string garlands and necklaces, drawing pictures. She knows how to decorate the teeth. She knows gemology. I described some of the gemology means you take stones, gems. You can how to cut the gems. How to cut a diamond from a raw stone, how to dye the gems different colors to give a nice effect. This is some gopi that's just, you know, churning butter, carrying water pots in her head, never went to IIT Delhi, never went to any technology schools or any kind of college. She knows so many things. Weaving various kinds of cloth, and writing auspicious mantras. That means these, what do they call? They put in these things? Little, kavacha. Means making kavachas, small kavachas and putting them around the neck. She's also expert in generating the mutual attraction between Radha and Krishna. As Radha Madha perform Rasa Vilas Krita in the Vilas Kunj known as Madana Vatika in Radhakund, their necklaces, pearls, necklaces of pearls, jewels, and gunja berries, and their flower garlands break and scatter due to the ecstatic joy of their exchanges. So then they need new ones, or they need to fix the old ones. So the pransaki means kintri mandris. They have no hesitation. They enter the kunja and rearrange Radha Madhava's clothes and ornaments. Das Goswami is praying to Indulekha Sakhi, who is expert in all these arts, to impart knowledge about how to skillfully accomplish all these services. By their skill in stringing necklaces and garlands, the Palyadasi Mantris have their desires to please Radha Madha fulfilled. So this is the another verse about Sambhog Leela, and how we heard about the Sambhog Leelas of Radha and Krishna, and now we're hearing about how the Mantris specifically serve in those Sambhog Leelas by fixing up broken garlands or making new ones in the context of the Leela, and how as sadhakas one will pray for such an opportunity from the eternal associates of the Lord, like Indulaika and Vishakha and Lalita.